Stop threatening grandma. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing, presented by Capital One Bank. Government lawyers have been trying for years to stop robocalls.
You have been pre-selected to receive a vacation?
I don't mind the occasional free vacation, and I appreciate it when they at least pretend you have a choice.
Or press 9 to be added to the Do Not Call list.
But you have to draw the line.
We just suspend your Social Security number because we found some suspicious activity.
You do not threaten grandma.
And before you get arrested, if you need any information or have any question, kindly call us back.
And they call, and they call, and they call.
This is your final courtesy call before we are unable to lower your credit card interest rate.
They even threaten not to call again and again and again. Ah, but this week, the Department of Justice, instead of just going after the call centers in India, is for the first time suing the U.S. companies that keep patching these calls through. And we're talking about a lot of calls. One of these companies, based in Scottsdale, Arizona, patched through 720 million calls over 23 days.
Press 9 to be added to the Do Not Call list.
720 million people desperately pressing 9. That would be like ringing the phones of every man, woman, child, foreign tourist, and domestic animal in America, and then calling the domestic animals back 2 more times just because they couldn't press 9. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.